The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw & Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawAndDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us today. Wasn't that a great interview about the repurposing of that old foundry building and what they're doing out there in West Des Moines? Good stuff. And we will have that up on the blog if you forgot or if you didn't hear all of that. It will be very, very cool. It's just a cool story. With us is Peter Exley. As long as we're talking about architects, for crying out loud, we might as well have some fun with this. He is the co-founder of something called Architecture is Fun. I never thought about architecture being fun. I always think about it, Peter, as being incredibly creative. Welcome to the NewsHour. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you do when you tell people that architecture is fun?
It's a good hook, isn't it?
It is. We're expecting jokes.
Architecture is a serious business, though.
Right.
There are a lot of architecture firms out there with, you know, three-letter acronyms.
We had one yesterday.
They're named after, they use their own names. But as you point out, it's a creative industry, and we felt it was a differentiator for us. And our practice is involved with a lot with play and learning and with children and families, so it's a good hook and gives a good context.
So when you're doing your work, and you walk into a prospective client and you say, "Well, I'm from Architecture is Fun." They go, wait. I'm spending X amount of dollars. Are we going to have fun, or are we going to get something done here?
It's part of the process.
Yeah.
A client doesn't cold call us.
Right.
They've done their research, and they know. We've been in business almost 24 years, so there's a little bit of a reputation and
of
a
course.
Repertoire. But they are coming with, they're about to make an important capital investment. It potentially is stressful. They put a lot of energy into it, and they need to feel at ease with their architect. They need to participate in the process with their architect. And the credo is, and the contract that you sign with us, is that this is going to be a fun and rewarding and worthwhile process.
Because at the end of the day, that's what the client wants, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they want this to work.
Yes.
What kind of approach do you use when you are meeting with clients for the first time?
We are really insistent, and this sometimes surprises clients, that, as I said, it's participatory.
Yeah.
That you are going to be involved, not just telling us how many chairs you want in your office or how much storage you need. We're interested in knowing what the story of your day-to-day existence is, whether it be a museum, a school, a library, a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. How do you operate? And how is that place that we're going to help you build, how is that a reflection of your mission and of your values?
We had a meeting today, as a matter of fact. It was a media event out at a place called The Foundry. And this is an old railway company shed, building,
yeah.
40,000, 50,000 square foot building that they used to repair locomotives in.
Yeah.
And they have repurposed that into a distillery, into a restaurant, and into a huge kitchen to serve food trucks.
Yeah.
And yesterday, when we were there today, Envision, by the way, is the architectural firm, and I'm sure they're at AIA. You are Envision? Yeah. And so Envision did this, and it is absolutely stunning what they've done. How much of a trend is that, Peter, to repurpose old buildings? And is it more difficult to repurpose an old building than what it is to start from scratch?
You know, in my practice, over nearly a quarter of a century, we have perhaps done 5 buildings from the ground up. A lot of our clients are community-based not-for-profits, or they're downtown organizations that have a significant existing and perhaps obsolete building stock. So architects are often on the front end of being catalysts for downtown revitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a nostalgia and an
is.
Appeal to see, you know, projects like you've just described, somewhere that is part of the legacy of a community and a history that probably a family member might have worked there or remembers it in a day gone by. And they're part of our our city fabric. They're worth keeping.
It is worth keeping. Now, some buildings need to be torn down, I agree. But for the most part, there are so many unique structures. And back in the day when many of these structures were built, it was the materials that cost more than the labor.
Yep.
And now it's reverse, so to speak, isn't it?
There's so much embedded energy in that. I mean, if you think about it from a sustainable perspective, disposing of all that and bringing something in new that probably isn't quite the same quality or doesn't have the same patina. You know, there's probably a practical and a philosophical rationale that's part of the appeal. The appeal of the upfront capital investment and then the appeal in what you're building and leaving for the next generation and, you know, the memories that are built in that place, in the restaurant, in the brewery, or in the...
And all of that you can build on for your branding expertise and make that really relevant to the area that you're at. You know, this part of town, it's in West Des Moines. It's called Valley Junction, Historic Valley Junction, by the way, is what they call it. It's on Railroad Street, all right?
Yeah.
And up until today, I didn't really get it. Why they call that Railroad Street until I got the lesson today from the people at the founder is fascinating. Coolest project you've worked on?
All of them. We've got some really – I mean, I can't pick out one. Other clients will be mad at me. Of late, we like to tell stories. Architects are great storytellers and, you know – you're sharing a great story about that other project. We worked on a high school on their new science department. This is about 4 years ago. And an amazing science department, but they were feeling competition from other schools in the district. They happened to be a private school. So they decided to upgrade their science department. Not everyone, and I don't know whether you were a scientist in high school.
I was, but
a lot of people aren't. So
I was in the creative class, you know.
one of the requests was, you know, let's make this look cool and let's embed the curriculum in it.
Yeah.
And it's a long-winded story, but after our project opened, the science department chair gave us a call with this data. They said 27% more girls have signed up for AP science subjects this year. Everybody is hanging out in the science department.
Because
we have
cool.
the cool public space. It feels like a cafe or it's got stuff to do. And here's the thing you can take to the bank. A year later, test scores in AP science went up 37%. So that's the difference between getting into college and getting into the college of your first choice, or the difference between getting into your first choice and getting on a free ride.
So what you're saying is that the architectural design of any building or whatever it happens to be can really impact the creativeness and or the life of individuals that use it.
Yeah, I can't take credit for those test scores, but the combination of the faculty who are engaged, retained, the students that are recruited, the parents that are excited to send their kids there, the combination of that is part of the story, and it's part of the value that an architect brings to a project.
Peter Exley, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to him about his business, it's called, and his overall business of architecture. But architecture is fun, and he's going to be emceeing the awards ceremony this evening, correct?
Yes.
So are you going to have any fun?
I only do things that I like to do. I have other professionals and colleagues that I surround myself with that also like to do the things that I don't like to do.
Right,
so I think I've been invited tonight because I'm part of AIA leadership nationally, and it's great to be here, to be with Iowa's architects, and they are doing great work here. There's an amazing legacy here in Des Moines. It's quite the architectural history book from the mid to late 20th century.
It is relatively remarkable. And when you come here to a place like Des Moines, what do you think? I mean, what stands out? All the activity, perhaps, right now?
Well, you see things. I've had a little driving tour, and you see parts of town where things are clearly bubbling up. And you see, the types of things. I'm sure test scores are going up somewhere. Beer has been sold somewhere. Restaurants are hopping. Businesses are building. And it's really exciting and refreshing to see that. And it's exciting to see that the investments that the community is making is with a long view. They're hiring architects to design quality buildings that will make a difference in the community.
And final question, of course, is you're not originally from Chicago, although you could perhaps pass from Chicago. Where are you from?
A town called Harrogate in the north of England. It was a Victorian spa town that sits in the moors.
In the moors, really?
Yeah. So it can be a very bleak place.
Yes, it can be. Yeah. Doesn't shine much there, does it, the sun?
No. Well, it doesn't shine in Britain very often anyway. But it's a beautiful and dramatic part of the world.
Well, you are living in a community in Chicago that has a rich architectural history as well.
Yeah.
And that must be pretty exciting to see.
It's one of the reasons that I arrived in 1985 planning to be there for a year. And it was Labor Day weekend. It was a long weekend. I trolled around looking at Frank Lloyd Wright and Mies van der Rohe buildings and immediately decided that I needed to be here longer than a year.
I never forget the famous saying, build no little dreams because they lack the lack the motivation to stir the soul.
Make no little plans.
Make no little plans. Little plans, yeah. A famous quote from the rebuilder of Chicago.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Peter Exley, thank you so very much for coming by and doing this. And good luck tonight. Have fun with our friends from AIA.
Great. Thanks for supporting architects in the community.
It's been a pleasure. All right, we've got to back out of here for just a moment, find out what happened today on Wall Street. We were watching the numbers earlier today, and they were down a little bit in the morning, but they came bounding back up. And one of the things that investors dislike, of course, is the word uncertainty. And there's certainly plenty of that. It's next. Someone's gonna tell you lies.